Welcome to A Day of Prayer. Jesus said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No one comes to the Father but through me.
Together, let's engage in relationship with Christ through prayer, faith, and His Word.
Good morning. You're listening to A Day of Prayer's Morning Bible Study. My name is Promise, and we are so glad you could join us. Before we get into the Word, let's open up in prayer. Lord, I thank you for today, Lord. And I thank you for giving us your mind, Lord, and giving us a clear mind, Lord, and showing us what we need to remember, Lord. Lord, I also thank you for being our God, Lord, and allowing us to be your children. And also, Lord, giving your Son, Jesus Christ, Lord, for our sins, Lord. In the name of Jesus, amen.
In Jesus' almighty name, amen.
And amen. Well, good morning and welcome, everyone. We're glad to have you with us as we introduce the next book of study that we are going to conduct here for morning Bible study. And the Lord is leading us to do or to study the book of James.
Mm-hmm.
Amen.
Yay!
So, and here's the why, right? Got to go with the why because it's always important.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I'll say this first. So, James, the book of James is written in approximately 45 AD, right? By the half-brother of Jesus.
Okay.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
And like our Lord and Savior, it focuses on the practicality of life. So, what the Lord was telling us is that this we kind of have come full circle. In this, right? And what he has had us study here for some time, right? We began in Acts and observed what it looks like to live out our faith, right?
Mm-hmm.
Then we conducted a study in Ephesians, which we learned how to enter into divine alignment, right? Perfect alignment with our Lord and Savior, his plan, his purpose, will, and covenant, mm-hmm. and the mm-hmm. destiny track he has for you. Then he led us through a study of Hebrews, which was how to develop or build an unshakable faith, right? And we have recently concluded a study of 1st and 2nd Thessalonians, which we learned how to stand for the Lord, right? Conducting or waging warfare,
mm-hmm.
right? What that looks like in our day-to-day life. So now we have the book of James. So again, as I was just saying, it's full circle, if you will, coming back to what it looks like to live out your faith or to walk by faith, but it focuses on providing practical things or ways that we can apply to our everyday life so that not only we grow and develop spiritually as well as naturally, but we can also teach others to do the same. Okay?
Yes, Dan.
I mean, so some people I've heard say that they consider James to be the New Testament version of Proverbs, right?
Hmm.
Which is an interesting, you know, perspective. But is literally just full of tons of just practical day-to-day things mm-hmm. that we can apply to our life. So I have no doubt that clearly he learned them from, you know, James, the brother of Jesus, learned them from Jesus. Mm-hmm. And we should do the same. But, you know, it is all about how we learn and grow.
Mm-hmm.
We're not to stay where we are. There is tons of, I'll say, things that we need to learn and do, wisdom, counsel, instruction, training, equipping, and understanding, right?
Mm-hmm.
To go along with that in order to come up to a higher level, which is in both our spiritual and natural development. That's exactly what Jesus required of his disciples. That was his expectation. It's no different for us today. So mm-hmm. we need to be growing and developing both spiritually and naturally in the Lord. And Jesus was very practical.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, he taught a great many things clearly and showed us, demonstrated as our pattern example, the spiritual side of things, but also how it looks in the natural as well.
Mm-hmm.
Right? For everything, every teaching, there's a practical application to it. Or mm-hmm. multiple, because it is the manifold wisdom of the Lord. So we're going to get into that in this study so we can learn and grow and develop
mm-hmm.
and learn not only the spiritual things, but also the practical application of those spiritual laws and the things Amen. That the Lord has set and established. Amen?
Amen.
Amen.
All right. So we hope you enjoy as much as we are going to studying the Word and the book of James with us. But we're going to pause there for today. And with that, can I get a volunteer to close out in prayer, please?
I will.
All right, promise.
Lord, I thank you for giving us your love, Lord, and giving us the opportunity to show that same love towards others. Lord, I also thank you for giving us all of our provisions, Lord, and equipping us before we even need it, Lord, and giving us everything we need, Lord. In the name of Jesus, amen.
In Jesus, somebody name, amen.
And amen. We love you. God bless you, and have a wonderful day.
Want to know more about A Day of Prayer?
Sign up for our newsletter where you'll get the latest updates on the ministry, inspiring messages, and coupon codes for the merch shop. Visit our website, adayofprayer.org.
Click on Connect in the menu bar and complete the form.
Be sure to check the box that says Subscribe.
Thank you for listening to A Day of Prayer. We trust the Lord that you are strengthened and encouraged in your relationship with Christ. Visit us on our website, adayofprayer.org, where you can check out our blog, find additional study resources, or shop the official A Day of Prayer store.
Remember, Jesus said, "I am the way, the truth, and the life. No one comes to the Father but through me." So until next time, take care and God bless you.